Chof Kislev, Tuesday the 4th of December, Rabbi Yehonas and Geffen, Chayecha Kodmim. Today's shiur is sponsored L'Refua Shleima of Avriel Sharon Bas Henna.
So today we're going to discuss a little bit of this concept before we all heard of called Chayecha Kodmim, which seems to mean you have to put yourself, or you can put yourself before other people. I wanted to a little bit develop an understanding of what that means, and also whether this thing of Chayecha Kodmim is a obligation, you have to put yourself first, or it's a reshus. It's something you're allowed to put yourself first, but maybe you shouldn't, or it's better to put others, but you're allowed. What does it mean, this Chayecha Kodmim? Also a question in this issue that is relevant to Hanukkah that was coming up, is the post can talk about, let's say, one case where you have enough oil for yourself, and your friend, just for the Ikka Mitzvah, your friend doesn't have for anything. Should you give it to him? Are you allowed to give it to him? And even further is, what if you have enough oil for the Mahagrim, minimum Mahagrim, to add on oil each day, but he doesn't have anything? Should you give up your Mahagrim, your Hidur Mitzvah, so that at least he can do the Ikka, and then he can do one? That's one of the questions. At the end, we'll come back to that. Now, really, the most fundamental issue here is how we understand Chayecha Kodmim in the context of the Haftar Lecha Kamocha. We have a mitzvah, most famous mitzvahs, Rabbi Kiva says, Kol Gadol B'Torah, Haftar Lecha Kamocha, which seems to mean you should treat your friend like yourself. Now, how does that go with the concept of you should put yourself first, Chayecha Kodmim? So this is the Ramban, is the one that really brings up this question. And to understand the answer to this, we have to really understand what Haftar Lecha Kamocha really means. Now, Ramban gives three options of what it could mean. What does it mean to love your neighbour like yourself? So one option means literally, emotionally, to have the emotional feelings of love for your neighbour like you do for yourself. That's number one. Number two is to treat him like yourself. Do chesed, do things for him exactly as you would say for yourself. And the third is, no, neither of them, just to care for him, to want him to succeed as much as yourself. So the Ramban knocks off the first two. He says, in terms of emotion, he says it's impossible to love someone. The Torah will not require to emotionally love someone as much as yourself, which everyone explains, and we assume that you should love yourself, right? Which is something which is not always so easy now, but he assumes that. What about... Right, it's assuming that you do, which is how it always should have was, and therefore it's hard, impossible to love someone else equally. What about chesed? What about treating him like you? Ramban says it can't be, because we have Chayecha Kodmim. Chayecha Kodmim tells us, and we'll develop it more, but Chayecha Kodmim tells us that there are times where you need to put yourself before someone else. You say you need to work 8 hours a day for your panasa. Do you have to work 8 hours a day for someone else's panasa? No. So it can't be that Haftar Lecha Kamocha means literally an obligation to do chesed on the same level you do for yourself. And therefore the Ramban comes out that what Haftar Lecha Kamocha means is to care for your neighbour like yourself, to want what's best for him, even he says to want what's better for him, to get rid of jealousy. Obviously there's times where you have to do things for yourself more than him, but to have a desire and a ratzon to care for him as much as you can. It seems like the Rambam also holds in a similar way, that the Ikka of Haftar Lecha Kamocha is a ratzon, is a desire to want what's best for him. And so therefore, at this point, we've understood the contradiction. The Ramban explains, Chayecha Kodmim is an action, that looking after yourself you come first, but the Haftar Lecha Kamocha is a caring, is an attitude of caring to your fellow Jew, as much, or even more, he says, to yourself. There is another very interesting approach to this kashya, completely different from the Ramban, from the Chasam Sofer. Writes in Taras Moshe and Chumash, and even in Halacha, in Chasam Mishpul Kivakuf Samuk Dalet. The Chasam Sofer points out an interesting thing. On both of these Mamarim, Haftar Lecha Kamocha, who says it's a Klal Gadol B'Torah? Rabbi Akiva. Chayecha Kodmim is also Rabbi Akiva. What's Chayecha Kodmim? Chayecha Kodmim is the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Samach Beis, Amud Aleph, where you have two people in the desert, and one of them has a bottle of water, and there's only enough for one of them to survive with that bottle of water. If you share it, the likelihood is they're both dying. So the Ben Baturi says you have to share it. There's a whole discussion on why that is. But Rabbi Akiva says no. He says, Chayecha Imach, he has to live with you, but after you, you're first, and then him. Chayecha Kodmim, you put yourself first. That's how Rabbi Akiva holds, and it seems like the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva is the one that says, Chayecha Kodmim, he's also the one that says, after Rechet, what's going on? So the Chasam Sofer is Madaik. He looks carefully. What does it say? After Kamaka, the Klal Gadol Batorah. So he wants to say, talk about Chayecha Kodmin, that's in Gashmis, in the physical realm. That week you have to put yourself, you can put yourself before someone else, is in the physical, in looking after your physical needs. But after Chayecha the Klal Gadol Batorah, in Torah, in spirituality, in Ruchnius, there is no Chayecha Kodmin at all. So the Chasam Sofer says, that after Chayecha tells you that you have to put someone equal to you, or even more to you, in Ruchnius. In Gashmius, we have Chayecha Kodmin. In Ruchnius, you have to put someone else before you. You have no right to keep your Torah more than anyone else. Any Paskins is an amazing thing for a Rav who's learning, and someone else comes and wants to learn with him. Instead, he has to stop. He has to stop and learn with somebody else. I think a Totsar, another extension of what he holds, is he has an amazing approach to copyright of one's Torah. Someone asked him if he could quote his Torah, use his Torah, and the Chasam Sofer said, you can, I can't even stop you, because my Torah is for everyone. My Torah is not just for me. There's no copyright on Torah. Someone has Torah, they can do whatever they want with it. He held it's not mine, it's for everyone. We don't seem to hold like that, but that's what the Chasam Sofer held. And so he had this incredible approach. In Ruchnius, this attitude is, I care about everyone else as much as myself, and I have to do as much for them as for me. But Moshe Feinstein, in a Kshuva, in Evin Ezer, Chelik Dalet Simon Chafvav, argues strongly with the Chasam Sofer on this concept that there is no Chayecha Kodmin in Ruchnius. He brings the halachas we know, says if you're learning Torah, and even if your son learns Torah, you should put yourself first, and it sees more, that there's also an order of Kadima, of putting yourself first in learning as well. And therefore, with Moshe, it's a very difficult question. I haven't heard a good answer for the Chasam Sofer on this. But Moshe rejects that. He famously says that, of course, you should give some time. He gave a 10% guide. Even Avreich and people learning should give some of their time. Like a Maisa, you give in money, should also give, in Ruchni, as a Maisa, 10% of your learning. There's a proof from the Prader, who spent 400 times going over learning with his Talmud, even obviously he was losing out on himself. And therefore, you should definitely give some of your time. The Chasam Sofer seem to hold, when you give of your time, though, you don't lose out. We know the Gemara Makkos says that I learn me Talmidai Mikulam, I learn the most from my Talmidim. So most of the Mephoshim say, why do you learn the most from the Talmidim? Because when you teach, they ask you questions, they make you understand more. The Chasam Sofer held, it's much more than that, it's a Siyata Dishmaya. It's Hashem gives you a Siyata Dishmaya. Anything you miss, because you're helping someone else, you're going to make that up anyway, so you're going to be okay. Another interesting application, you see a lot of different stories like this, is someone learning and he has a chavrusa, and it's not going well, the chavrusa is too weak for him, he's not enjoying it. Can he leave the chavrusa, and the chavrusa is going to be in a bit of trouble, and learn with someone else? At what point do you say chayecha komen in ruchnius, at what point do you not? So you hear different gedolim, different stories, sometimes they say do go, sometimes they say don't. The Stipler, interestingly, said similar to the Chasam Sofer, in a case where he was asked, someone had a weaker chavrusa, and he said you should stay with him. The siyata d'shmaya that you're helping him is you're going to benefit. So that's very interesting. How much you apply it to ruchnius, we seem to hold more like with Moshe Feinstein that obviously you have to put your ruchnius first in a certain way, but definitely you should give of yourself. So that's two main approaches to how we understand chayecha kodmin as opposed to v'haftarecha kamocha. The Ramban, which seems like the Ikka, is v'haftarecha kamocha is caring for someone, where chayecha kodmin is in Gashmius, and the Chasam Sofer of Gashmius and Ruchnius. Now we have to understand a bit deeper understanding of chayecha kodmin. Why are we having this halacha? Why do we have this? So there's an interesting Chazal say, Pasha Shmini, they talk about non-kosher birds. One of the birds is a chasida, which is some kind of heron. A chasida, which means chesed. Chazal tell us, why is it called a chasida? Because it does chesed with its fellow birds, the fellow herons. It does chesed, it does kindness. So the Radzuma Rebbe asks, obviously it's because there is a cut of what's treif or not. He says, if you have we see this concept that sometimes, you know, the violent animals are not kosher and the more docile are. So if it's such a kind bird, why is it not kosher? Right? It does chesed. So he answers, because it only does chesed with its own kind. It doesn't do chesed with other people. So I wanted to ask on this with Zuma Rebbe, we have to understand, so how is that so different from chayecha kodmin? Chayecha kodmin says I put myself before other people. What's so bad about the Chassidah? So there's two answers. One is in practicality, one is in approach. Practicality is very simple. The Chassidah only helps its own kind. It doesn't help anyone else at all. And Chayka Komen doesn't exempt you from helping only yourself, or even Chayka Komen is also, you help people closer to you more than other people. But it's not, it's an order of priorities. It's who you put first, who you, you know, how much as well. But it's not, you're not exempt from giving, you know, anything to anyone else. And therefore, that's how it's different from the Chassidah in one way. Chassidah doesn't give anything to anyone else. Chayka Komen is not an exemption from that. There's a much deeper idea of the intent. Because that is that the Chassidah, why doesn't it give to other birds? It doesn't care. It doesn't care about other birds. It cares about its own kind, and that's it. Why do we have Chayka Komen? We just said that the Ramban says, you have to care for someone else as much or even more as yourself. So why are we saying Chayecha Komen? So my Rav Yitzhak Berkovitz, my Rosh Kollel, says that Chayecha Komen is not this idea, and it's not at all an idea of I care about myself more than other people, I'm more important. It's actually, and this is where we are, it's an obligation or a reshut, it's an obligation. You have to put Chayecha Komen because it's a responsibility. Chayecha Komen is an achrayus. What does that mean? Who do you have most influence over? In his ruchnias and his gashmias, who do you have the most power over? Yourself, right? After that, your wife, children, family, friends, right? So the more responsibility that you have, the more power you have over somebody, the more responsible you are, the more obligated you are in their achrayas. So obviously a person has to be himself first in that way, because he has the most obligation. He's obligated to look after himself more than anyone else. And then his family, and then his friends. It's interesting that Gedolim, the story of Shach, where like, he was at a chuppah, and Shlomo Zalman was Rosh Yeshiva, and he was related, I think, and Shach wanted Shlomo Zalman to be Masada Gedushin, because he was related. But Shlomo Zalman said, but you're the father of all of Klal Yisrael, so you should do it. And Shach did it. Meaning, Gedolim felt such a responsibility for everyone, so in a way for them, everyone was almost like themselves. But for normal people, that we have much more power over ourselves and people close to us, and therefore it's an achrayus. It shouldn't be that we care more about myself or than other people. We have to care about everyone equally. But it's about a sense of achrayus. And there's an important thing to get this balance right. There's a very scary story. I heard that there was a boy, 10, 11, on the streets already doing not very good things, and some people involved tried to find him a family, like a real chesed, kind family, to, you know, take him in. So they went and they found the family. To their shock, it was this child's family. It was this child's parents. This family was so good at chesed to everyone else, but they had neglected their own child. So obviously, you have to get the order first. You know, it's a fantastic thing. And we, you know, the Gemara says the other way. You can't only do chesed to yourself, and you think only about yourself. But you have to get the balance right of the responsibility you have to yourself, relationship with your wife and children and so on, in order to also give them to have the correct balance. So that comes back to this question, whether is Chayecha Komen an obligation or not? I think it's very clear, there's actually a machlokas in the Gemara, in Bava Metzia, there is a little bit of a machlokas, Rosh Weiss brings it in Bahar, whether when you're the guy holding the bottle, do you have to keep it for yourself, or you're allowed to give it to him? He brings the achronim that hold it's a rishus. You're allowed to give it to him, but he comes out very strongly. No, it's an obligation to keep it for yourself, and that would fit with what we're saying. That really, Chayecha Komen is an obligation. It's something that you have to put yourself first, not because you care more about him, obviously try and help him as much as you can, but you are obligated in that way to have achrayas for yourself. And now, coming back to the question of the oil on Chanukah. So as Pasha, I think everybody holds, if it's me or him, I'm either going to do the mitzvah, or he's going to do the mitzvah, Bichlal, then you have to put yourself first. The same idea, the Moshe also of Chazon 7, it's Pasha, it must be that you have to put yourself first. You have an obligation in the mitzvah, you can't go over on that mitzvah. But what about the case where you have enough? Now, we're all very strict. The Shulchan Aruch only says Mahagrin and Mahagrin. It doesn't even mention the concept of the Ikur HaDin. It doesn't even say it. But Lamaisa, we know that the Ikur HaDin is one each night, not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So now you have a case, and Mr. Buhr talks about it, Tafesh Lain Vav, you have a case where you have enough for your Mahagyumin and Mahagyumin, and your friend doesn't have enough for anything. Should you give him the enough so that he can at least do the Ikur HaDin, at least he can do, you know, once, and now you're going to lose your Mahagyumin and Mahagyumin. And the halacha is, yes, you should give him your oil, so that at least you're doing the Ikur HaDin, and he's doing the Ikur HaDin. So we see that even though there is Chayecha Kodmim, and Moshe says this also, it's like, I put myself first if we're on equal level. If I have more than him, then I, you know, I should think about him. So even in Ruchnius, if I have more, I have the ability to do the mitzvah, I should give up on my hiddah. I just want to develop that. How come? How can I give up on my hiddah? I have Mahagyumin and Mahagyumin. There's a lovely story with the Imre Emes, that somebody once wanted to borrow tefillin from him, Imre Emes. He had lots of tefillin. He lent the fellow his father, the Sfas Emes' tefillin. Like, you know, the most, you know, incredible tefillin. He lent the Sfas Emes' tefillin. And one of his chassidim asked him, like, okay, give him tefillin. Why are you giving him the Sfas Emes' tefillin? So he says, it says, Zekali van Vehu, right? We have Hidda Mitzvah. We all know Hidda Mitzvah. A nice little Venesrog, a nice this, nice that. He says, there's also Zekali van Vehu ben Adam Chaveru. There's also Hidda Mitzvah in thinking of your fellow. So, you know, what would we do? Probably give him my less, you know, I'd take the best one, I'd give him the less good one. But no, after Chemosh, treat him like you. Hidda Mitzvah, give him, as far as Emesis Tefillin, that's what he did. He lent him that. So you have a Hidda Mitzvah. So I think here too, and also, there's obviously the concept of koyisam arevim zelazeh, that his obligation is my obligation. If he can't do the mitzvah and I can help him, I'm obligated. So here's this fellow, can't do Chanukah, can't do Ner Chanukah, and I'm going to go, I've got my Mahagyumin and Mahagyumin. That's a problem, because I'm chasa, I'm lacking in his mitzvah as well. I'm losing my hiddah, but I'm gaining a hiddah of Zekeli Vavim, I'm gaining a hiddah of enabling him also to do the mitzvah. This is a big discussion in halacha in all areas, when you can do the mitzvah in the best way, or give someone else in a less good way. An interesting shaila the Berkowitz told me once was in Russia, in the olden days, when it was very hard to get any tefillin or anything. Some people came to Russia to visit, and they had tefillin, and they gave them tefillin to wear. And the people, when they left, the Russians, they said, can we have your tefillin? We don't have any tefillin. But that would mean that they'd go one day without putting on tefillin. So what do? Do you give up your mitzvah of tefillin in order for one day for them to have it all the time? So Berkowitz said, I believe that all the poskim said you do give. He said some hold that it's not so posh that there's a chiv every day in that way on tefillin, but he said another reason is coming from this Mishnah Berurah Magen Avraham, this idea that, okay, I'm going to miss one day of tefillin, but he's going to miss forever. And again, koyisam arevim zelazeh, so I'm also obligated in his mitzvah as well.
So following on that story from the Imre Emes, if let's say on the last night of Hanukkah there's me and him and I've got 9 candles, I should give him the 8th and I should light the 1 because I want to do the Hiddah Mitzvah in the
Benot. You're losing your own.
Well, I'm giving up my Hiddah Mitzvah.
What's he having?
I'm lighting 1 and he's getting 8.
It doesn't say you should give up your Hiddah for his Hiddah. Well, you should give up your Hiddah for his Ikur HaDin.
Being the Hadah and the
Benot. No, but it's you and him on the same level, you're the same. You come first. That's Chayecha Kodmim. But any time where you're on a high, you can help him and still be losing out on an extra thing, then you should do. But you shouldn't. It doesn't say, I think even probably allowed to give up your hiddah for his hiddah. You can give up your hiddah for his Ikur HaDin. I don't think you can give up your hiddah for his Ikur HaDin. So just to sum up. So hopefully we try to develop a deeper understanding of what Chayecha Kodmim means. Chayecha Kodmim means that you, it's not I care more about myself, it's not I'm, you know, every Jew, Koyisam Revim Zelazev, after Rechid Kamocha, the Ramban told us, that I care about every Jew, we're all part of the same group, all part of the same team, we're all, if this hand gets hurt, the whole body suffers, we're all on the same team, I care about him as much as I care about myself. But what can you do? There's a practical thing over who you're going to look after first, and you have enough rights, you have a responsibility, you have an obligation to put yourself first in your not like the Chasam Sofer, in your Ruchnius as well, and in your Gashmius. But again, obviously, and the Gemara in Bava Metzia says, don't go too far with us. Don't go too far. Me. You know, if you don't give, you know, I have to look after myself. Then the Gemara says, then you'll come to the person will come, the Chasam will tell him to need help himself. So it's really an attitude of, I care about everyone. We're not like the Chasidah. We have, sometimes, you know, this person or my wife, this person, my kids, or my learning, sometimes you have an achrayus to be yourself first. But it's not just because you care more about yourself. It's, in a way, it's other of it. You can help Klal Yisrael in a better way by developing yourself, your relationship with yourself, with your wife, with your kids, with those people closest to you, not at the expense of other people. And that's for Hanukkah as well. And that's a nice point to remember when you have the hiddah of our own hiddah mitzvah, also to also think about the hiddah of the Imayim of Zekeli Vamei.